What's up? We back.
We are back.
What's up with it, man?
Back with another one today. This is episode 14 of
Champagne and Henny Podcast.
I am Champagne Kobe.
And I am Henny J. And here we have our homeboy, Big Dog, Hancho.
What's up with y'all? How y'all doing?
I'm
glad
yes,
to be here.
Yes, sir.
Hancho
Escobar
is in the building.
You know, we had to bring Hancho on. He been, you know what I'm saying, like, he been the fuel behind the Champagne Any Podcast, you know what I'm saying? We appreciate you all the time for listening and everything like that. We appreciate you for coming in. What's up? But we going to get into these topics today.
For real. So, with that being said, shit is about to get physical.
All the way.
So, man, with this first topic, man, I got to, you know, ask y'all, man. So, first topic of the day, let's get straight into it. Lil Nas X, you know what I'm saying? A lot of controversy has been surrounding him. So, he just recently dropped a new song, and he actually dropped some new shoes in which they're called Satan shoes.
Yeah.
And so, 666 copies were intentionally sold, and they sold out as quick as possible. The shoes, it got 666 on them. Got
so out they, extra they on some devil shit.
Yeah, basically. And then he has a music video for his song, Montero, in which, you know, it kind of shows him depicting kind of like, you know, dancing sexually on what is presumed to be the devil. I'm not too sure. Like, I'm not sure if that person in the video is going to depict the devil or not. Yeah. Like, I didn't watch the whole video.
It looked kind of weird.
I'm pretty sure that was a devil, though.
Yeah.
Because the way he said it on Twitter or some shit.
Yeah.
So what's the question, bro? Because like, I got...
Man. Is it... Okay, so it's like... And people are... It's a lot of backlash because, you know, people are saying, oh, he's doing too much. Like, you know, he's supposed to be, like, an idol for the kids because of the music he makes. And then it's like, now he's, you know, doing all this and stuff. Like, it's too much. And, like, he should be censored. And people are...
censored.
Like, censored in a way of, like, you know, not being able to show, like, you know, him doing all this, you know, basically devil worship and stuff. Because people, you know how people live. They tie it back to niggas selling their soul, Illuminati, all the extra shit. And, like, my question to y'all is, do y'all think the public reaction is out of proportion? Or do y'all think, like,
Let's hear what Hancho got to say. I want to know what you got to say, big dog.
I feel as if, I mean, we can't judge him for sure. Like,
okay.
He going to do what he going to do anyways, regardless. But, I mean, you feel me? I believe in what I believe in. So, I ain't going to judge him, but I don't agree with him.
Would you pay $1,018 for the pair?
Fuck no.
So you wouldn't pay $1,018 for these, right?
Bro, I wouldn't get that man $5. Nah, for real.
I feel like
my mama beat my ass.
Oh, well, yeah.
Man,
you definitely right about
that. I'm going to be honest, like...
And that's a sticky topic.
If he took out all this devil... devil designs, there'll be some hard shoes.
Just so much,
he got the scripture, and
he got that, like, come on, man.
But y'all, I said this right here. I don't feel like... I do feel like social media has, like, kind of brought it out of proportion.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I wouldn't say out of proportion because, like, if this was a rock and roll, man, like, if he was rock and roll, you know what I'm saying, one of them heavy metal joints, and he dropped a shoe and it came out like that,
no,
you know.
No problem. No problems. Said, nothing.
You're right.
Now, honestly, nothing. Even some of these rappers today, like, if, like, let's say, like, a Lil Uzi, a Trippie Red, any of them drop something, like,
think if
with all that,
Kiss,
people wouldn't care.
If Kiss dropped that shoe.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You know, the heavy rock metal.
But, you know, that's kind of what they built off of. Well, not built off of, but that's kind of what they portray in there, like, music. And
yeah,
all
like.
And I look at it like, this is, like, social media looked at Lil Nas X as a, how you want to say it, you know, Old Town Road and, like, just for the kids, you feel me? So, if, like, he got all the kids' attention, I feel like that's what they're trying to play that role. Like, he got all the kids' attention, and this is what he going to drop. You know what I'm saying? Worship the devil and all this devil worship and stuff. It's like, I can see why, you know what I'm saying, the fans and things like that would get outraged, you feel me?
But if I'm looking at it in his perspective, this what happened, that's what he wanted. You know, yeah. They say good or bad, publicity is publicity. He got everybody eye.
Yeah,
so
he called everybody
he what he intended on doing, he accomplished it. So
and then he did it with Nike. That's another thing. Nobody is talking about Nike so, being like, even the one that. Who put that on the shoe. Exactly. He might have drew out every design. But that, he might have said the story behind it. He wanted to be devil. Yeah, wow. But as soon as that brand, Nike, you know what I'm saying, decides to, put that in the factory and, you know, make them people work and, you know, put that together for him.
Yeah.
As you gotta fault it on the company at the same time. You feel me? I can't really put too much fault on Lil Nas X if that's his views and what he believe in, because there's a lot of rappers today that we listen to who, you know, be on the same shit. They just ain't got a Nike deal off of it.
And at the end of the day, they gotta be the one to finalize it. Like, look at it. Like, oh, we're gonna send it out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like,
so they had.
He wouldn't really be able to have that shoe in his hand if, you know, the right people didn't approve it, to get it sent out. And then it sold for $1,018 a pair.
Let's forget about the devil worship on that. I'm not paying that much for no Air Max.
Period.
That is true.
I feel you on that. Like,
100%. Now, I feel like if these shoes were being sold, like, regularly retail, like, I feel like that would really cause people to trip out. But I feel like them shits would, honestly.
It's only for a certain amount of, like, a certain, I don't want to say a certain kind of people, mm-hmm. but, like, yeah, a certain kind of people. If you got that type of money and you believe in the type of shit,
you're going to buy
the shoe. You feel what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Especially if you rock with them.
They say there's a drop of human blood in the shoe.
Probably is.
If it is, it's kind of cool.
That's unsanitary.
Yeah, that is unsanitary. imagine you sweating and you running in them shits, you know what I'm saying? You getting that jog in and then you just get blood on the bottom of your feet. Like, seep and then.
I hope they wouldn't put that much in there.
That shit wet. What if the air bubble pop and that bitch just start everywhere? Like,
need my money back.
Need your money back.
I need to see Lil Nas X personally. Man, what if his ass?
I think he's on some crazy shit. Like, what if it's his blood?
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like, what if he drained, like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
he probably got, like, a little.
Four pints of blood, and he just, like, put a couple shit. Drops in all his shit.
Man, all I know.
Some fans can have a little piece of him?
Probably.
On some weird shit like that.
Well, you know, they do shit like that. But, man. I mean, that being said, though, like, this whole shit right here. It's publicity. You know, like, it ain't like people that go that way, they gonna fuck with it. People that don't go that way, they not gonna fuck
with it. But people that don't fuck with it, it's still gonna catch their eye. They still gonna have an opinion on it. So it's still at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's still talk. At the end of the
day, is that publicity that Huncho was speaking on, that whether it's good publicity or bad publicity, he getting people to look at him. He getting people to notice him. Mm-hmm. So that's all that matters. Hey, so I mean, look.
With the song, you know. Currently, like, the song that he dropped with the controversial video called Montero is currently number one on the iTunes chart. So, as y'all can see.
So, he really going.
I ain't even listened to it. I seen it as an ad before another YouTube video.
That's what I'm saying.
It was like, the whole video was an ad.
Yeah, hey, look, bro.
So, he's, you know, he got everybody's attention. Yeah. And so, hey, that's 2021 for y'all, so. Y'all don't censor other stuff, but y'all try to censor, you know, you got to censor everything, you feel me? Like, you can't pick and choose what to censor, what not to censor. Like,
because I most definitely rather see this than Tekashi.
Honestly.
So, if I had to pick the worst of the evil, I'm definitely going with this.
I definitely understand that.
That's understandable.
Yeah.
Understandable.
But... with that being said, like, we got everybody view on that. We're going to get back to a quick commercial break, and we're going to be right back. We're right back to it.
Hey, man. We still got your boy, Huncho, in the building.
What's up with y'all? What's up with y'all?
Remember that. So, look, I want to get straight into a little topic. Because you already know Biden done gave that thing to everybody.
He done dropped
that little bag on everybody.
Money bag Joe.
Money bag Joe. Goddamn. So look, he done dropped that little bag. I want to know, what are the do's and don'ts of spending this year's stimmy? 2021. You feel me? Like, we are not in 2019, we are not, you feel me, back in the day, we get a bag and we do a little, you know, do whatever with it. Mm-hmm. What are we doing? 2021 STEMI. Let me get your ass back, bro.
First, all right, I say save, you feel me, put it up. Or if you invest, if you do stocks, put it in stocks. Whatever you do to get an extra dollar, I feel like you should just throw your STEMI into it. So if that's saving for a rainy day, if that's what you do, put it to the side. If you, feel me, you work, you do whatever, just throw that extra bread in there so you can see your business grow a little bit. That's what I say you need to do with it.
I feel that 100%. What about you, Kobe?
Man, for me, hey, basically, you know, kind of what Hancho said, save up. You know, if you're an investor, invest, save and invest. If you're just a saver, just save, you feel me? Like, do that. Spend that shit wisely. Don't goddamn automatically spend $1,400 out the gate unless it's an emergency, like, feel me? Like, tickets, something. Then spend that bag. Otherwise, like, don't spend that $1,400 on an outfit or a trip. None of that shit.
Oh, because you know they will.
Yeah, of course.
Quick, in a heartbeat. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, what, Balenciaga?
Yeah.
What? $1,400?
I would look $700 on Balenciaga. Y'all ain't gotta see. That's the thing. Like, yeah, I'm gonna be honest. If you spending like $700 on the shoes out the gate, like, that's how I know y'all don't know how to spend y'all money. Like, I need to start using credit and get y'all.
I don't care if you got $7,000 in the bank account. You still spend $700 on a pair of shoes, bro. You understand? You could have paid a whole month rent, half whole month rent with that. You feel me? Like, come on, bro. But, I mean, this is a topic that we got from, you know, somebody off the IG. Shout out everybody on IG hitting us up, trying to get, you know, trying to get some insight on what we think about it. So, I mean, spending the STEMI this year, I feel like definitely should go to stocks. Look, bro, 75% of your whole income needs to go to some type of saving. Whether your saving is in stocks, whether your saving is in, you know, your savings account, like Hancho said, like whatever you do to save, 75% of what you make needs to go there. The other 25, I just learned this from, I think, who said this? Warren, well, I think Warren said it was a 50-30. I just learned from somebody else that was like 75% is where you want to get to. If you're trying to get wealthy, if you're trying to grow wealth, like, put 75% of your bread up. You getting a free $1,400. You feel me? What's the purpose of wasting it, you know what I mean, and blowing it? And it's like, you can make that joint grow. I ain't no financial advisor, so I can't tell you what stock to put it in. I can't tell you how to, you know what I'm saying, do it. But I just know this year we ain't spending, we ain't buying no little boy clothes no more.
You feel don't me? Like, splurge. Step.
We is not none of them. You feel me? Like, we ain't got to be none of them. We trying to get rich.
For real.
We trying to, I feel like the way, you know what I'm saying, my group of close friends is moving. You feel me? I feel like we're going to surpass all the people that are where they are right now. You feel me? Like, not trying to shit on nobody where they are, but it's like, you see what they're doing with their bread. You feel me? You just got to invest. You know what I mean? You got to goddamn, what'd you say?
We trying to accumulate wealth. Feel me? That's what we trying to do.
The best way to say it. I be talking too much. That's the best way to say it.
We trying to accumulate wealth. That's all we trying to do.
Yeah. Accumulate wealth, man. Be smart with the money, you feel me? Like,
don't go hit the first club you see. God, I've seen
it. Man, like, stay focused, like,
where they be at? Atlanta? They was just in Miami.
Man, they was
bloody. Wasn't they?
What?
Bloody. Wasn't they?
Everybody in Miami.
Bro. Everybody in Miami.
Stimulated out there.
Hold on, I got a question, like, they did. Hey, some motherfuckers was going out there, like, $400, U-Haul. I seen some shit.
That was the All-Star weekend.
Oh my gosh.
That's when taxes came.
Now Miami, everybody down in Miami. The other STEMI coming soon. Hey, source right here. You feel me? Like, STEMI coming soon. Like,
I hope so.
That's for real? STEMI coming?
Coming soon, man.
Hey, I hope so.
When I say soon, that, hey, That mean like before the end of the year. That don't mean like next month. Y'all know how America move.
Sure. That's it. When what was the gap? I think it was like 7 months between the stimmies.
Stimmy was like,
I think the next thing we get probably like $600 to even out. They've been trying to give out like increments of two bands, it seemed like.
They probably gonna do like 600 like in later. December.
Yeah, like a later time. Yeah. But look, I had a question. What was it? It was they starting to like really like fluctuate this the way they like, you know, letting people come in without masks, and I heard, you know, mandates going down and shit in certain states. Mm. Have y'all heard that?
The CDC actually they pushed it from 6 feet to 3 feet.
So they just put the whole half.
I know that from school. Like, they did it from 6 feet to 3 feet because they opening up our class, like, putting more people back into classes.
Okay, okay. Yeah. So, I mean, like, is this shit? I feel like this shit is all bullshit.
But
COVID? I ain't gonna say it's bullshit. Hey, I feel like almost everybody that had it.
Yeah.
Truthfully, that's like, and I feel like everybody
touched it at least once.
Everybody done came into it. Now they got the vaccine, so they trying to get everything back on the road. Cause
I can't never. I really. It's been a year.
You can't even look barbaric. At it the same.
Like, I can't even think of it the same no more. Like,
but hey, keep your mask on. Don't go taking the mask off just yet.
Honestly.
Keep the mask on, please.
Man, for real, though, because y'all out here, you know, going crazy, and it's like, this shit ain't over with.
They out here raw dog in the air.
Yeah, raw dog. raw dog in the air at all, you feel me? Like, let's just goddamn stay safe, you know what I'm saying? Stay hydrated. Simple as that, bruh.
Niggas out here raw dogging.
Raw dogging.
Straight barebacking.
No
straight, man, straight bareback,
especially if you in Texas. We know y'all in that bit, no protection. In Texas right now, no protection.
Or Atlanta.
Oh yeah,
they never cared.
Atlanta.
And
in Florida,
even in the beginning, they didn't care.
Yeah, even in the beginning, because we was down there.
Facts.
We was down there.
Yeah, which I was down there reporting. Y'all not reporting. Y'all trying to like scope out the scene.
It was spring break.
It was
last year. It was
spring break.
It was crazy because we was watching the TV. Like, the NBA had canceled. Everything had canceled. Like, while we was in the eight.
It was crazy, bro. I had me and my shorty had bought tickets to an NBA game. And then I get fucking, like, you know, notifications talking about all games are canceled. How the fuck?
Bitch, I just bought the tickets,
bro. Game time still got my chip. That look credit. Talking about credit. Hey, man. Y'all better
name my credit, use that credit,
bro. I know I'm going to use it now. Yeah, now. Yeah, but like for a whole year, that bitch
was like, I needed my bread back.
Oh, damn, God. I need my bread. Man, look, bro.
That shit looking like wasn't nobody about to come back.
Bro, I had flights going. I had flights going on cruises. I had to cancel cruises. The flights got canceled. Niggas was like, damn, bro.
It was finna be a good year.
It was finna be a school. It was finna graduate.
Niggas, really
niggas done forgot out. About us already.
Nah, they saying y'all can walk.
Rams can walk. I heard A-Cat walking. Can the Rams walk?
Man, they live. All right, so they having a graduation, but spring 2020 is not included.
Oh, that's bad.
Spring 2022. Yeah, spring 2020 not included.
That is foul.
That don't make sense.
It doesn't.
Foul as hell.
But what does make sense is everybody getting their STEMI, and I hope.
Hey, yeah. Fuck. Honestly, I got a degree.
Yeah.
We gotta get the money now.
Man. Hopefully, y'all have been stimulated. Those who have not been stimulated, hopefully, you'll be stimulated soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am.
You know, that being said, we gotta get to this next topic. And next topic, man, it's a funny ass topic. You know something. You know, something that is definitely going to be engaging, and we're going to definitely leave a question for our viewers on Instagram, you know, after we drop this video. But stay tuned. Right back with another topic. Now, this one right here, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a little bit of astrology to y'all. A lot of people really, like, follow astrology, you know what I'm saying? Do y'all follow astrology? Like, are y'all believers?
Follow mine. Okay, yours.
Yeah, so what is yours?
I'm a Capricorn.
Capricorn.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Wait, the key is, are you a December Capricorn or January?
The key? What does that mean?
Because, like, you know, motherfuckers be like, which month are you Leo, or which month are you a Virgo?
I'm a January Capricorn. I'm actually the last day of the Capricorns. January 19th, been the last day. So, like,
I'm really supposed to be a Virgo now I'm looking at it.
Are you a Virgo?
My birthday is August the 20th. Like, I'm, like, I get right on the end of it.
So, what are you?
August, it ends August 22nd.
So you're
a Leo,
though? I'm a Leo, though.
Yeah, you're a Leo.
I'm a Virgo. Hey,
you a Virgo?
Yeah, I'm a Virgo.
You know what they say about Virgos?
What they say?
I was wondering if you knew.
I don't even know.
Hey, nah, like, see, look, I know a little bit of something about, you know, astrology, you know, based on me dealing with, you know, certain ladies in the past and stuff. Mm. And so, like, you know, astrology means a lot to, you know, women, zodiac signs.
Okay.
Like, is that, like, something that y'all really care about when it comes to, like, relationships or, like, even talking to a woman or, you know, a woman, like, you know, you just beating on the low, you feel me? Like,
it matters more to women than it do males, because I don't even ask what your zodiac sign is. Like, oh, honestly, like, any female I ever did, I never, hey, what's your zodiac sign? Like, and she might bring it up, but I'm not finna, because I don't really even know what half of the zodiac signs are.
Exactly. Yeah, right.
I get what you're saying.
I never ask, like, what's your zodiac sign?
Yeah.
But after dealing with the shorty and realizing her birthday, like, I'll do some shit like that. Like, I end up dealing with a shorty, then I, like, end up dealing with, like, multiple shorties type shit. And I noticed, like, all of them birthdays, like, and they're 3 days from each other. Like, you feel me? Like, what the hell?
It'd be like a coincidence.
Like, what the hell? And I always noticed, like, little shit like that. But I ain't never, like, girls, you a Pisces getting into this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't never.
Scorpio.
You a Scorpio. I knew about
you. I heard about y'all
Scorpios. Like, but, like, what about you? Like, you ain't never, like, asked a shorty, yo, what's your sign before you started fucking with her?
Nah, like, usually a girl asks me what's my sign. Like,
when you
some girls, like, they catch on and shit.
Which, that be scaring me sometimes. Okay.
But, see, that's the thing. I, like, people say that. I never had no girl be like, oh, you a Leo, ain't you? Like, nah, like, I mean, I am a Leo, but I never had nobody, like, guess what it, like.
Some people just, yeah, like, you know, some girls, they basically, they be like, oh, like, I can't talk to you because, like, you a goddamn Virgo. They be like, oh, like, I heard about the Virgo. I'm like,
what the hell?
What do they hear about the Virgo? Because I asked her.
It's an example. Okay. Nah, like, now Virgos, like, I don't like it. Like, niggas been slandering us because we keep it real. Like, they trying to say September Virgos. They trying to say the men are, oh, like, we players. And we not. We not.
They say y'all rude as hell, bro.
Bro, we not rude. That says dislike.
That's why people dislike y'all.
No, Virgo. Oh, that's what they say. Oh, we dislike. We dislike rudeness. That's true.
That's their weakness. I didn't worry. Overly critical.
All work, no play. Yeah.
Hey, that makes sense, though.
Hey, look, it only makes sense when it's like good. It makes sense of bullshit.
Nah, like, the weaknesses, it do make sense though. Like,
hey, yo, what? Hold on, bro. It say you compatible with Pisces and Cancer. Do you know the other shorties, like, what they sign was before you started fucking with them? Like, well, not, man, even before.
I ain't gonna lie. Like,
did you ever know a shorty?
Yeah, like, all the shorties that I don't mess with. I know about all of they signs, you feel me?
Power to you, bro.
You know, like, hey, nah, but it ain't because, like, it's some shit like, oh, like,
I only remember one.
Damn, you, like, feel me? Like, I'm just, you know, like, it's right there. Like, they just talk about it, you feel me?
Yeah.
Girls like to talk about signs and stuff. And I say this, though, like, the ones is really, like, the ones is gonna get you right. Oh,
from
no.
Virgo?
You said
you
a Virgo?
Speaking from a Virgo standpoint right now.
Man, like, I said Virgo.
So from your standpoint, what's the ones that's gonna get you? What's the ones that you maybe you think could get you right, or have gotten you right?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? You know, like, you keep going in that direction, or are you like, I gotta try this direction because it's better.
From a Virgo standpoint. Virgo, like, since we chill, like, we need somebody that's, like, low-key, like, fiery. Like, you need, like, an Aries, you feel me? Like, something. Like, I ain't saying Aries is good. So, y'all, March Aries. Relax.
But, March Aries.
Hey, that's insider. But I'm saying, like, y'all need, like, for real, though. Like, Aries, you know what I'm saying? Like, they fire, you know what I'm saying? They bring the best out of you. Another sign, you feel me? Like, Virgos. Like, we good friends with, but relationships, I would not, you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't recommend. Taurus. Friends, amazing. Like, relationships, not a good thing. Give you a run for your money.
What month is Taurus?
It actually says you fit perfectly between a Taurus
and a Capricorn.
See, because, like, that's the thing. Like, they're compatible. Like, a Virgo and Tauruses are compatible. And Taurus until is y'all get April and May. April and May.
Is it until y'all get into a relationship?
Yeah, like, till y'all start talking.
Heavy.
Like,
Is y'all both want each other? Y'all both rude as fuck to each other?
Nah, like, it's y'all both, like, kind of, we both relatable, but it's like Taurus and shit, like, they OD. They kind of OD sometimes, you feel me?
I wouldn't even, damn, I ain't
going to
say that.
What?
I'm about to say, like, I don't even be knowing these, like, these females.
Okay.
Man, I be knowing, like,
Zodiac signs.
Yeah, like, Taurus, is they hella stubborn, you feel me? Like, true. They be, like, when I say they stubborn, like, they just, you try to talk to them, they just got them, man, like, they don't talk, like, they shut down. Mm.
You know what, like...
I still love y'all.
For me, it was... It's, what's that? In October.
What, Scorpio or Libra? The beginning is Libra.
I don't even know.
I ain't gonna lie.
I think it's Libra. That was, like, when I was in high school. I dated, like, hella Libras. Like, if that's what that is, bro, I dated, like, hella Libras.
Go to Scorpio, just, man. I feel
but like when I was...
Scorpio.
But,
What month is that?
College, it's them Geminis.
Geminis is June and July.
I think it's just June.
I can't even remember. That's the one, like, Gemini. Nah, I heard, ain't Gemini Two-Face?
See, nah, you got to get the ones that love deep. But they just be crazy. Yeah. You gotta like get through with that craziness though. Like, but they love deep as long as you can keep the love going.
Yeah.
But I mean, shit, bro.
You know what? Enough about mine. Like, what's y'all stuff? Let me.
I'm a goddamn Capricorn. We already know you a goddamn.
Yeah, you a Cap. So let's see.
Bird. You a bird. But who's a bird?
Man, but nah, Capricorn, y'all, like, December, January.
You can't say shit bad about a Capricorn.
Man. There gotta be some bad shit about y'all.
Compatible signs, bro. You my brother for life.
There's some bad shit about everybody now. Capricorn traits of strength.
Damn.
Responsible, disciplined, self-control, good manners, weaknesses, know-it-all, unforgiving, condescending, expecting the worst. Capricorn likes family, tradition, music, understand status. Quality craftsmanship, and the dislikes is almost everything at some point.
That sounds exactly like somebody I know.
Sound like you?
I think so.
Damn. So they getting it right, low key?
I don't know. That know it all. I don't feel like, because I really like to learn from other people. I really do not act like I know it all.
Because,
like, you tell me some shit a little better a certain way, I'm going to, like, believe your eye. You feel me? But definitely the rest of them. That know-it-all just kind of hit the... I didn't really like that one. I don't do that.
So you don't really... You wouldn't say, like, you know-it-all. It's just something that you... think.
You ain't got stuff. You gotta hit that.
But... I really do think, like...
Let's see if it's recording. Died.
Yeah, it turned off.
I don't know, it might have died. I hit the shutter. Yeah. That's the one. Hit the...
Come on.
It came on?
It came on, but it turned back off.
Hit the, Man, turn it off. Blah, blah. And I hit the...
So we went over your sign, child. Let's go over Honcho's sign.
Leo, man.
See the Leos.
Oh,
they got the whole list on here.
All right, the Leos.
Leos, they say
rulers
strength.
Of the sun.
Strengths, they creative, passionate, generous, warm-hearted, cheerful, humorous, and the weaknesses is they arrogant, stubborn, self-centered, lazy, inflexible. Mm. Leo likes his theater, taking holidays, being admired, expensive things, bright colors, fun with friends. They dislikes is being ignored, facing difficult reality, not being treated like a king or queen. How you feel about that? They say,
how you feel about that, bro?
People of Leos are natural born leaders.
Natural born leaders.
I can agree with that.
Okay. What about anything else? It said a couple words up there.
Weakness, arrogant. Stubborn. I agree with that. I don't be going for none. Self-centered. Nah. Lazy. Hell yeah. I be chilling. Inflexible.
Inflexible? Like you can't bend backwards type shit, touch your toes?
I don't think it's that. I thought I was talking about more like availability. I don't know.
Let me see, dislikes being ignored, that's a pet peeve. No cap.
You motherfucker ignoring me?
Yeah, like I know you hear me. Facing difficult reality, nah.
I don't feel like that's some weird shit.
Yeah. Being treated like king or queen. That's for the simps.
Yeah, for the simps.
for the simp Leos.
The real ones know king or queen.
Yeah,
I feel that. I feel that all the way.
Everybody know if you need that freak. A Leo woman.
What about a Scorpio? I be hearing crazy things about the Scorpios.
What's a Scorpio? Hold on, let me see.
Man, that's that
Scorpio. October 23rd
to November 23rd.
Yeah, I heard.
Well, I'm gonna tell you why. Cause it be cold. It be cold.
So that pussy warm.
What?
Look at his strength. Let's say resourceful, they're brave, passionate, stubborn, they a true friend. Weaknesses, they're distrust.
I thought that shit said disgusting.
Damn, y'all motherfuckers are nasty.
They
jealous, secretive, and violent. They like the truth. They like facts. They like being right. Longtime friends, teasing, and a grand passion.
Teasing. Yo, this might be the most accurate because I know a few Scorpios and they
revealing secrets.
They violent
people.
They violent.
They get on your ass
for real. Like,
male and females. I know some Scorpios. They violent. They get on your ass quick.
They're passionate. They very assertive. You feel me? Like, I feel like Scorpios, though, like a lot of people don't like them because they
kind of like the second.
It's because they
closest to the Leos.
Yeah, like a lot of people think Scorpios be snakes. Mm. A lot of people say that. Like,
they are secretive, though.
Yeah.
I mean, fuck, we gotta be secretive about. You feel me? What the fuck? Let me read the paper. You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck you? Why you put that bitch in your pocket, boy? Let me read that bitch. Secret. And you violent? How you gonna be secret and violent, bitch?
That's
what
I'm saying,
bro. You don't wanna get blown to pieces.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest, though. Like, this zodiac sign shit, like...
This shit look accurate.
Some of the shit, like, it's... Like, it's accurate, but I don't really follow it, you feel me? Cause,
I don't see... But it's funny to read this shit and kind of, like, think about... That person that is, you know, whoever it is in your head.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, you do kind of act like that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You be like, damn, this shit
kind of true.
But, I mean, on the everyday type shit, I'm not finna, what the fuck is the zodiac sign?
Yeah, it's people that do that.
Ill people out here
who
look at their zodiac sign and determine their whole day
off of that.
Off of that. If that bit, that shit said, you're going to win $500 a day, watch that be the only day they really go out and try to, you know, find a way to win $500. You know what I'm saying? Or that bitch said, you're going to have the worst day ever. They're going to have the worst day ever.
They don't even go outside.
They don't even go outside. They don't do shit. They missed out on everything having the worst day ever.
Might
could have
touched the M that day. You don't
even
know.
Exactly.
Hey, bro. Some motherfuckers got to let that zodiac sign shit go. Yeah. But it's definitely cool to just, you
do
know,
a little research on it.
And, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's like, yeah, funny, Taylor. Like, that shit.
For like, you know what you is. You feel me?
If you know who you are, you could be a goddamn Leo. You could be whatever. If you know, as long as you know who you are, that's
you all might know your partner, you know what I'm saying, the person that you're dealing with, you might know their sign, but don't, like, everybody that you got run into, like, you see people on the internet, oh, what's their sign? Like, you know, some of y'all got to leave that shit alone. Just let people rock. Like, just because they zodiac signs say this, that don't mean they truly that, you feel me? That shit shouldn't affect who you talking to. So, women, ladies, I'm going to talk to y'all. Like, that nigga, you know what I'm saying, you were such and such, and he a Scorpio, you don't fuck with Scorpios, don't, hey.
Right, they be trying to dead a whole nigga just because he is a certain sign.
That's crazy.
How old are we?
I seen a little post, it was like, it was wild, it was like, fuck being shot, have you ever dated a Virgo or something, like, they be saying little shit like that, like, yeah. What? Like, come like, on, damn. That's wild.
Why?
That's
that
wild.
Damn crazy.
You feel me? Like, come on. Like, don't OD.
For real.
Maybe ODing, bro.
Like,
man. Look, though, so we gonna get back at you, yo. Yeah, we appreciate y'all for stopping by, fucking with Champagne and Henny Podcast. Maybe we gonna hit him with a quick commercial break. We got one more.
Yeah, we're gonna hit y'all with a quick commercial break, and we got one more topic left. You know, it's the rap review of the week, so stay tuned.
Get on. Yeah, you already know what it is, what it ain't.
Yeah, I know, we back.
Hey, man.
But we back with the rap review, or otherwise, rap history fact of the week. Now, this week, you know, we doing an album review. You know what I'm saying, on a man that is, I think he represents marijuana very well, you know what I'm saying? Represents, you know, weed smokers in general. I ain't gonna say he represents weed smokers in general, because he do be saying some controversial shit sometimes regarding that.
Yeah.
But, man, 10 years anniversary of Rolling Papers by Wiz Khalifa. The album came out 10 years ago today. Today is March the 28th. Wiz Khalifa dropped Rolling Papers on March the 28th, 2011. Some of the top songs on Rolling Papers include Black and Yellow, On My Level, No Sleep, and Roll Up. The album, you know, it sold basically 200,000 copies on the Billboard Hot 200, and it went number 2 on the charts. I know y'all, you know what I'm saying, like, growing up, everybody listened to Wiz a little bit, you know, in some sort of way. So, you know, how you felt about this album? Like, what's your favorites? Like, what's some songs that you really ain't fuck with?
I mean, this is definitely...
Do you fuck with Wiz? Like,
I want to say...
Do you think he overrated? Or
is
underrated?
I feel like Wiz might be... He might be underrated.
Underrated.
Because this was Wiz in his prime. I feel like he, you know, this project, I feel like he dropped a kind of, like, very mainstream for, like, that time. Like, it was very mainstream.
Right.
And, like, it had so much. It had only, like, a few, like, I could really call rap songs.
Mm.
But most of it was, like, medication music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, most of the songs on here was like to vibe out, get you a good pack of something, and smoke too, you feel me? So I feel like if that's what he was trying to convey with the album, he definitely did a great job of that. Mm-hmm. And it's a classic in that aspect. But like, as far as like a top rap album, I can't really call it that. But tracks that stuck with me the most, Black and Yellow, of course, I'm a Steelers fan.
Mm-hmm.
That all right, out of the way.
Mm-hmm.
And then off the bonus track, that Taylor Gang. Niggas grew up off Taylor Gang. That's like biggest trap song. You know what I'm saying? 2011, I'm like, you know, you got Ross dropping, Drake, you got Lil Wayne, and then you got Taylor. game. You feel me? Like, hey, he definitely was up there with the greats. And I feel like he took a veer off to, like, focus in his mainstream bag and, you know, get his bread that way. Yeah. But, like, how about you? Like, how was it for you when you first heard this album? 10 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. Like, 10 years ago, I can't say, like, I was on Wiz heavy, listening to him. I like Taylor Gang, Black and Yellow, because of the time, you feel me? But I wasn't no, I don't know, Wiz ain't never been the type of person I just can listen to. But, I mean, I salute the album, though, for sure.
So, like, in terms of...
It was a monumental moment. Mm. I remember this. I remember the album.
Monumental moment. So, I mean, in terms of the album, like, would you say, like, it definitely had, like, some weird, like, highlight moments, you know? Of course, Black and Yellow.
I don't think it was enough.
Probably.
He had so many. What was the... it was one album I feel like he hit it on the nail with. He had every song you could think of.
I think I know what you're talking about.
He had Mesmerized on that bitch.
Are you talking about Cushion Orange?
Cushion Orange Juice.
Yeah, of course. Like, you know, I feel like that's what made Wiz Khalifa.
I ain't gonna say it's not his best work.
Nah, I think Cushion Orange Juice is definitely probably his best work. You feel me? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, because everything changes and shit from him going from mixtapes to album. And, you know, back then, mixtapes, that shit was, like, completely different.
But then we also got to look at, like, this 2011, like, what we listen to now kind of different. 2011, that sound that he's, like, I wrote, like, all that, like, the melody, like, yeah, that was kind of going then because of Drake and all that.
Yeah, like, but I really feel like now he carved out his own lane, you know what I'm saying? Especially with the whole, you know, with the pop rap, like, you got rappers that, you know, represent that pop rap genre. And Khalifa, one of them, you feel me? Like, with See You Again song. You know, that song, when he dropped that with Fast and Furious, that shit was...
That's his biggest song. At what happened, that was his.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he was in his bag with that song.
For real. Like, that song was, like, probably the most popular song of that year.
He was the new buddy.
Oh, God. I feel like everybody felt that, like, when they heard the song.
Like, he knew him personally.
Yeah.
It felt like that.
Then just, like, you know what you always associate with that song? The splitting of the roles?
Come on. That's the first thing you think of.
Look,
man, I'm going to be real. Wiz done really has some memorable hits.
Yeah.
Like, his discography is, like, definitely going to be one of the... Mess with, but I feel like he took the Snoop route, commercial route. Meaning, like, he do what he gotta do to maintain his celebrity
status.
Yeah. And, you know, try to, you know, get a bag from it instead of, like, going the
traditional
like, theatrical rap route that we see rappers go through these days. You feel me? Like, I feel like Snoop probably had a package deal. Packaged it up, slid it to Wiz, like, hey, this the weed man package deal for selling, you know, this music. And I feel like whatever it is, it's been working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Like, this, it had to work, you feel me? Because it's,
he eating well.
Yeah, like, he's still established, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's just a rapper that, you know, he drop an album, it's going one or two songs is definitely going to, like, get some buzz.
Yeah.
For sure. Just because of who he is and stuff.
Hey, man, shout out to Wiz. Wiz made everybody want to smoke. I don't give a damn what you say.
No cap.
No cap.
He was pushing hard. It looked like 7-8 years just, like, going strong, selling that weed pack.
Like, niggas. Yeah, it's like, damn, music. Now you look at weed now, how it evolved, it's like, Was he ahead of his time?
He was way ahead. But nah, because a lot of people smoke weed, though. I feel like with Wiz's music,
he could have still blew. He could have blew up off now.
Oh, God. Like, we just got to have a new rapper.
He packaged his music and just, like, send it out like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
We just got to have a new rapper to come out and
You think it's that time? I think it's probably like 3 or 4 more years. I think they do it every
10 years.
Every 10 to 15.
10 to 15.
They get a new one.
We need to have somebody else representing cannabis people.
I mean, but everybody, not all rappers smoke though.
Yeah, all rappers smoke. You feel me?
Not all. But it's like, all rappers
smoke. In terms of
I say all rappers smoke.
But I'm saying like in terms of like somebody that repped it, like Wiz. You feel me? Like Wiz.
But the reason, but what you got to think about it, the reason why I got so much notoriety back then because weed was damn near illegal. Like
illegal
it was.
As fuck.
You feel me?
I think it was getting cases.
You feel me? So it's like, ah, shit, this man smoking weed.
And then it's everybody hears it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
Damn, we all doing the same thing. Okay. You, bro, you ever went to a session and y'all was playing Wiz and didn't really like, it didn't really reconnect with you? Like, I'd have been hella good at sessions with like all different types of people. And the niggas like connect kind of with that Wiz Khalifa.
I ain't gonna lie, I ain't never been to a session that Wiz was playing.
Man.
I've never.
You say you never?
Hell.
No, I heard of, like, when I say a session, it depends though. But I have heard a couple times, you know, somebody turned on the
Wiz. And you wasn't on the Ox.
Yeah, I wasn't on the Ox.
I've never heard nobody.
But they played. They played some old Wiz. Like,
because the Christian old Wiz is the Wiz.
Yeah.
Like,
they did play that old Cushion Orange Juice. But, like, you know, you see Wiz, he is what he is, you feel me? Like, especially with his album, Rolling Papers, like, you could tell he was, you know, he was before his time, and he transitioned, you know, to a pop rapper, and shit, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I do not think that I think the route he took was perfect for him, because he's still getting that commercial money.
Really?
Like, you know what I'm saying? Hey, salute to the boy Wiz, man.
He still dropping. He dropped a song with B.F.B. Pac-Man.
What?
He did.
Damn, my world. Man, but look, though, we appreciate y'all for tuning in to the podcast.
No lie.
And we got damn great making this with y'all. Appreciate y'all coming by, Hunter. We appreciate you stopping by.
Glad to be here, my boy.
You already know it's always extended to you, my G.
Appreciate it, man.
Number
love, man.
Always. Hey. Y'all already know we're going to be back with y'all next week with another episode of the Champagne and Henny podcast. So we'll see y'all there.
Good on!